As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Hey, welcome in everyone to episode number 108 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everybody's having a great week. I am actually pre-recording this one. I am on the road most of next week, and so it's going to be a little difficult for me to actually record it at home, and so I am pre-recording it, and so when this comes out, it will come out actually on the 29th, so hope everybody will be doing well. It'll be the end of June, which is crazy, and we'll be embarking on July 1 very quickly, so thanks to those of you who had reached out about last week's episode too. Really appreciate that. Getting a lot of good feedback. So again, thanks for continuing to share the podcast. Would appreciate it if you haven't reviewed it, if you would review it, especially on iTunes. And let's keep this thing rocking and rolling, all right? We're on episode 108. That's pretty cool. This episode is specifically for someone out there. Like there's no doubt in my mind that this is for someone specifically. So if this is you, then this is your episode for the month, because you have dealt with this, you continue to deal with it, it continues to be a pattern in your life, you continue to struggle with certain areas because you won't allow, or you refuse, or you won't open up to the idea of forgiving yourself. And so I want to give you some thoughts and some things that you should, and I don't say should very often, but you should forgive yourself for. And you need to take some of this action now, because some of you have been dealing with things that have brought pain to your life, or have brought pain to others' lives for some of you for years, for many years, that you just won't allow forgiveness. You won't allow yourself to go there. You continue to make excuses as to why you shouldn't forgive yourself. You continue to make excuses for why what you did was either wrong, or that you could have avoided, or that you should have avoided, or that you could have done something differently. And this is the week for you to once and for all to let go and say, you know what, I'm going to live in the present. I cannot go back and change the past. I can only live in this moment. So here are some things that I want you to start forgiving yourself for. Number one, not being able to make everyone happy. Is that hard for any of you out there? Like maybe for some of you, you're like, ah, that's not a big deal. I don't care if everybody's happy. But you know what? For me, This is a tough one, especially when it's people that's close to me. Because when I don't feel like I can make my spouse happy, guess what? I criticize me. And sometimes I criticize her because I'm like, why can't you just be happy? I mean, I took the garbage out and I did the dishes and I mowed the yard and I painted the trim and I brought you flowers. I did all of these things and you're still not happy? I mean, well, I'll just be mad at myself. Right? Isn't that crazy? But that's what we do. Certainly what I do. And I have to watch myself and I have to go back and I have to go, well, wait a minute. I cannot make her happy. I can do all of these things. I can list all of these things. I can try to make her as joyful as I think she should be. But at the end of the day, I can't make her happy. I cannot make everyone happy. Guess what? You can't make your kids happy. You can buy and buy and buy, but you can't make your kids happy. You can go talk to the school principal. You can get on the coach. You can do all the stuff, but you can't make them happy. And it's time for you to forgive yourself for that and understand that people are people. Humans are humans, even the ones that are close to us. And when you begin to understand that you can't make them happy and you have to just deal with your own emotion around that, that's when it's tough, but that's when you begin to grow. And if you've grown up with people or you're married to someone now or you have a good friend that's this way and they're always trying to make somebody else happy, you will notice how exhausting it is. It is exhausting. It will take the life out of you because it can't be done. So forgive yourself for not being able to make everyone happy. You can't do it anyway. Number two, for the mistakes that you've made along the way. For the mistakes that you've made along the way. This includes folks out there that are listening for the divorce that you went through. It also includes the divorce that you went through that's your fault. It's time to forgive yourself for that. You cannot go back. You cannot go back. Maybe if you would, you could, but you can't. So it's time to forgive yourself for that. It's time to forgive yourself for the way you feel like you've handled your kids or that you've disciplined your kids or that you raised your kids. It's time to forgive yourself for that. It's time to forgive yourself for losing a job or taking another job that you don't think you should have taken or whatever it is that you feel like is a mistake that you are still literally ruminating over for some of you day after day, year after year. It's time for you to forgive yourself. Let that go. Let that relationship go. Let your ex-wife go. Let your spouse, ex-spouse go. Let them go. Because it's a mistake or it's something that you did along the way. You cannot fix it now. If you need to go back and apologize for something, go back and apologize for something. That's a little different. But if it's something that you feel like you've done as a mistake, it's time to forgive yourself, right? Number three, not having the wisdom then that you have now. Not having the wisdom then that you have now. How many of you would do something different 20 years ago than what you would do now? Or you would do it differently now than you did it 20 years ago, right? A lot of us would raise our hands to that. Why? Because we have more wisdom now. We have more life experience. We know how to navigate things differently. We've learned that certain things don't trigger us. We've learned that we don't want to hurt people intentionally, right? So forgive yourself for not having that same wisdom. That job that you started and you left in 3 months that you think, oh, if I hadn't left that job, I would have such a great pension now. And look where I would be on my way to retirement and so on and so forth. And now I've bobbed around from job to job to job. Oh, I should have never left that job. What a mistake. Right? What a mistake. What a stupid mistake. No, you just didn't have the wisdom that you have now back then. So forgive yourself for it. Quit going back. Quit playing it over and over in your mind. When it comes up in your mind, tell yourself, no, we're not doing this today. We're not doing this today, Darren. Today is not the day. Delete, delete, delete. Go do something else. Go focus on something else. Go learn a new craft. Go pick up the guitar. Go listen to some music. Go have coffee with a friend. Go outside for a run. Go get on your bike. Go do something else. But don't allow yourself to beat yourself up for not having the wisdom that you used to have. Because now you've got that wisdom. You didn't have it before, but you've got it now. It's time to forgive yourself for trusting people who ended up letting you down. Oh, I trusted him so much. I just loved him so much. I trusted him so much. That was 15 years ago. I trusted him so much, and I'm still beating myself up for it. I'm still living in that. I'm still living with that trust. Well, I'll never trust anybody again. Oh, okay. That's a great way to live, isn't it? That's a great statement to put out there. We talk about our thoughts. That's a great thought to have. No, I'll choose to trust someone that I want to trust. Trust is an emotion. Trust is a feeling, right? Where do our feelings come from? They come from our thoughts. You choose if you want to trust or not. You get to choose. So if someone's let you down in the past, that is that someone's road to hoe, right? It's not yours. They let you down. You get to decide what you want to do with that. But you can forgive yourself, right, for trusting that person who ended up letting you down. You didn't let yourself down. They let you down, right? So let that go. Forgive yourself. Let that go. Forgive yourself for not realizing that you deserve better. Forgive yourself for not realizing that you deserve better. For some of you, you're still go back and you think, man, if I had a different set of parents, if I had gotten out of the house earlier, if I'd gotten on my own earlier, then I would have been better off. I would be better off today. No, forgive yourself for that. You now know you deserve better. If I'd gotten out of that relationship earlier, if I hadn't let my dad influence me the way he did in a negative way, right? If I hadn't seen what my dad was doing with his business and his alcohol and his drugs and his whatever, and I'd gotten out quicker. No, you know now that you deserve better. You're not your dad. You're you. You're you. And you know that now you deserve better. You know that now you get to create the life you want to create. You get to know now that you want to build the business that you want to build. You want to build the family you want to build. You want to build all of those great positive emotions within you that you want to build. So forgive yourself for not realizing that you deserved better earlier. That's over. All you can do is worry about today. And the last one, forgive yourself. Well, this is hard for me. Forgive yourself for being imperfect and not having all the answers. Did you know it's okay to not have all the answers? One of the superpowers in this world that people are afraid to use are the words, you know what? I don't know, but I'll find out. I don't know that answer, but I'll find out. That is a great question. And I don't know that answer, but I'll find out. You don't have to be perfect. Progression over perfection. So forgive yourself for being imperfect and not having all the answers, even though you think you should have all the answers. Perhaps it's with your job. You should be the one. You're the boss. You're the CEO. You're the guy or gal that's supposed to have all the answers. Guess what? Nobody has all the answers. Nobody has all the answers. And if you meet someone that says they have all the answers, they're not telling you the truth because they don't. That's why you surround yourself with a great team. That's why you surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. That's why you surround yourself with great thinkers. Because collectively you can come up with an answer, but you yourself don't have all the right answers, and you don't have to. So forgive yourself for being imperfect and for not having all the answers, right? So it's time to forgive yourself this week for not being able to make everyone happy, for the mistakes you made along the way, for not having the wisdom back then that you do now, for trusting people who ended up letting you down, for not realizing you deserve better, and for being imperfect and not having all the answers. Go live your best life, my friends. You don't have to have every answer. But it is time to forgive yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Stop beating yourself up this week over all of those past what you consider regressions. And start living your life to the fullest today in the present. There is nothing better than the precious present. All right, reach out to me if you need me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. Can't wait to see you back here next week. We'll be in July. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.